So, Ian, it's great to be able to welcome you to the Artist Team. Fantastic to be talking to you right now. Can we start just by hearing a little bit about you and what your role will be with Altus?
So, originally, I actually went to Iowa State University, and while I was there, I made the 2012 Olympic team for Canada. I'm from Toronto, Ontario, and my connection to Altus really comes through Kevin Tyler. I ran with him the last 2 years while he was at the University of Oklahoma, and I also have known Stu quite well, and I know Andreas just because he was at Texas A&M while I was at Iowa State, which was the same conference. So I'm familiar with a lot of the coaches who are currently a part of Altus. But my role will be to help Kevin with taking a lot of the education programs that we have right now and turning them into digital platforms so that we can reach everybody with the education services that we have, because like right now, you know, it's not feasible for everybody to hop on a plane and come to Phoenix for a week or so. So we want to make it so people can learn on their own time whenever they want to. Whenever they have a spare moment, they can learn for 10 minutes or they can go through a course for an hour if they want to. It's kind of like the whole like Netflix system, you know. It allows people to learn allows people to watch movies on their own terms when they want. They want to watch a whole season in a day, they can do that. If they want to watch a season over 3 months, they can do that. So, and then I'm also going to be helping with some social media initiatives.
Fantastic. I mean what a skill set you have there, and that's brilliant that you're able to bring that and your own experience into Altus and our brand. So moving on to your professional background, Ian, you're an ex-athlete, you know, you've been around the system. What's your professional background and how did you get into what you're doing in terms of the digital media?
It actually is, it's a pretty cool journey because it actually started with my brother, you know. We he had an idea for a blog and he wanted to just talk about his training. And I was like, man, that's stupid. Like, you know, yes, some people do want to hear about your training, but I'm like, let's really create something that can help other athletes and give them, when they're down, when they're feeling like they want to quit, when they're when things aren't going well, we can have a resource that they can turn to. And those things happen a lot for athletes. So we started coverground.co, and it's just full of content. It's like over 500 articles are on there now, and it's just article after article and resource after resource for athletes to refer to, whether it's training, whether it's helping them with different things financially, like running a crowdfunding campaign, or it's just, you know, you just need some motivation to get through the day, the week, or the month. And from that, you know, I learned a lot about digital marketing because, you know, I had to figure out what's SEO? How do you rank high on Google? How do you use social media and leverage it? Like, how do you build your brand? How do you get people to care about what you are doing? And then from that, it just started to turn into a bunch of different opportunities. And actually, while I was in college, me and a bunch of friends started a platform that allowed mom and pop shops to market themselves to college students, right? And from that, we actually got a meeting with the former CFO of General Mills, and he invested $150,000 into us. And it was like the coolest thing, because at the time I was 19 years old, and that was when I really learned a lot about it, because when it's a lot different when you have somebody else's money invested in you like that. And I got to use him as a mentor and a resource, and I learned a lot about just marketing and the whole digital marketing space, and that really helped to step me up to like another level. And then from there, my wife and I helped her start a company called Tied Down Ties, which makes custom made neckwear for weddings and young professionals, whoever just needs a tie then and wants it to be custom made. We do that for them. And then lastly, I work with entrepreneurs and help bring them together. And a lot of those concepts that I've learned from doing that, I'm actually applying to Altus by bringing mastermind groups to the forefront and things like that. So it just really has been lots of different experiences and doing a lot of different things in different areas with different people and learning from all those places and pulling in as much as I can from books and mentors and now it's like I kind of have this huge database of information, and I'm just excited to apply it to Altus, where I can combine my love for business and entrepreneurship into my love for track and field.
Awesome. Well, that sounds fantastic. What a diverse skill set to be able to work from there. And in terms of Altus itself and you know, the track and the training environment day to day, first impressions of the atmosphere and energy here in Phoenix at Altus, what did you think when you first came along?
Well, it's funny because knowing as many athletes as I know that are here already and knowing a lot of the coaches and just following it on social media and everything, I knew there was an energy there, but my wife actually got to come before I did. She went to the very first performance therapy program. And I remember I was just so jealous. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was on Twitter just trying to follow everything. And I just wanted to know everything that was going on. And but immediately, as soon as you get here, you know, the weather is amazing. So right off the bat, that puts you in a good mood. And it's such an environment that's based off of no one's hiding anything. It's all, let's share, let's work together. If you don't know, ask. But it's really, and the environment gives you the freedom. Everybody knows their role and they're expected to do their job, but there's no one looking over your shoulder and making sure you're doing it because they all trust each other to get it done. And in terms of the athletes, it's the same thing. Like, they see how the coaches are and how much energy they bring to every single day. And you can see it you can see it in them. You know, everyone's excited to train. Everyone's excited to work. It really is a world-class environment in terms of what the feeling that you get just by showing up.
Yeah,
it just really can't be matched. Like, I've never seen anything like this, and it's so exciting to be a part of it.
Absolutely. No, I mean, we're so happy to have you here. And you know, with that, what elements of that Altus philosophy and energy do you hope to highlight through what you're going to be doing with the digital media?
Well, one thing they've already done well is by being transparent. You know, they share as much information as they can. But what the biggest problem really is that the coaches need to focus on coaching. So because of that, it's hard to have your phone out taking videos and you can only do so much of that, because the more you do of that, the more you're taking away from the athletes. So that's where I can come in, and I want to just magnify the amount of information that gets shared. So it's not really, it's going to seem like seamless because they already have been doing that. I just want to make sure that I'm doing more of that and sharing more information and sharing more of, you know, everyone wants to get inside of Dan Paff's head, you know, and I want to share more of that information and make it more accessible to people all in every corner of the world.
Got you. Brilliant. That's a brilliant thing to be going on. And in terms of the athletes themselves, how do you think what you're doing will be serving the athletes in addition to obviously coaches and people interested in coach education?
Well, you know, one thing they do is Altus U, or like Altus School, where they educate the athletes on, you know, things like that. The information that's hard to get to in track and field, like, you know, how do you find an agent? How do you get over to Europe for meets, or when you get into meets, how do you get your prize money? All those things that the general public really just doesn't know. We're going to be taking that and getting that information out there so the athlete population can really benefit from it. But also, in terms of the athletes that are there currently, it's really just about making them aware to, okay, here's some basic things you can do to make your Twitter account better, you know. Here's how you can reach out to sponsors and set yourself up as a person who, because I think the mistake a lot of athletes make is thinking, well, I'm an athlete and I'm good, so sponsors should want to give me stuff. But it's like, no, sponsors want something in return, and you have to prove that you can help them make more sales, that you can help them build their brand. And it's really just educating them on things like that so that they become more valuable, so that they can leverage themselves and make the money that they want to make. And also helping them, a lot of athletes these days do crowdfunding campaigns, and I have a lot of experience with that. I actually wrote a book that helps athletes set up their crowdfunding campaigns to be successful.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that I'm really excited to kind of help the athletes do and get out there. And lastly, you know, I did a video last year called, 10 different running styles or 8 different running styles, right?
Oh, I think I've seen that, yeah.
And this thing got 85,000 views, and I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff like that with athletes. Funny stuff that's really relevant to the track and field community, but just to help spread the brand, spread the Altus name, and just have some fun with everybody so it's not all just serious stuff, you know. Have a little bit of fun with it, too.
Fantastic. Wow. I'm excited to hear it and see it. Brilliant. Kind of last question then, Ian. Yeah. Great to hear about the background, but let's hear for the fans one specific thing that Altus fans can be excited to look forward to in the future with your work.
You know, if you're an Altus fan and you follow everything that they're doing, you are definitely going to want to look forward to some upcoming Blabs. Blab is similar to Periscope, where it allows you to do live, like broadcasting type of thing. But the difference is with Blab is it's a live conversation. So I could start a Blab right now that's talking about branding for athletes, and me and you can get on a Blab. And then you can have up to four people in it. So two other people can jump into the Blab and you record the conversation that everybody's having, and it's awesome. And more people can view it and they can comment on it. And it just is really such a collaborative effort of information on a topic. So I'm going to be doing them with, you know, Stu, Dan, Andreas, Kevin, all the coaches. We're going to do different Blabs. And I just actually thought of this right now, but me and you can actually do one on athlete branding, because I know you know a bit about that. So that's one thing I'm extremely excited about. And it's free, and they last about 30 minutes, but they can go as long as you want them to. But I'm thinking they'll be around 30 minutes. So, yes, if you are a fan, definitely look forward to that. And there's a lot more coming, but that's one specific thing that you can definitely get excited
Brilliant.
For.
Brilliant. So watch this space for that one, Ian.
Yes.
Okay, Ian, so look, that sounds absolutely fantastic. I know the staff are really, really delighted to have you here. I think you're going to absolutely highlight and magnify everything we're doing. On behalf of us all, just welcome to Altus and look forward to what's up and coming. Great to have spoken to you.
Thank you very much, and it's exciting to be here, and I can't wait to make some things happen.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ian. Bye.